Happy New Year! Welcome to the GERS Update, your weekly news and information report. I'm Lorraine Morton, Public Information Officer and Director of Communication and Member Education for the Government Employees Retirement System. Administrator Austin Nibbs, in his annual message, extended greetings and best wishes to members and their families for a spectacular new year filled with peace, health, happiness, and prosperity. Here are some excerpts from his message, which can be read in its entirety on the GERS website. The future holds many new milestones to achieve and challenges to overcome. Noting that despite the challenges we faced after two Category 5 hurricanes in 2017, we never missed a retiree payroll. For that, I am truly proud of the GERS team for their efforts, despite having experienced personal losses themselves. I am equally proud of the fact that for the first time, we issued the annual benefit statement as of December 31st, 2017, to all active Tier 1 members. It is our goal to issue both Tier 1 and Tier 2 statements as of December 31st, 2018, by the first quarter of 2019. We saw a record turnout of members at our town hall meetings on St. Thomas and St. Croix in February. GERS partnered with NCPRS, the National Conference on Public Employee Retirement Systems, to host another first for our system, a public pension forum in the Virgin Islands. Held on August 29th and 30th on St. Croix, the forum brought stakeholders together to discuss solvency initiatives that GERS and other public pension systems have implemented to address their pension issues. As initiatives are being taken to address the system's insolvency issue, there is still much to be done in order to keep the system functioning as it should. Finally, this year will mark 60 years of service and paying annuities. Our goal is to extend the life of the GERS and to continue paying benefits for generations to come. In the regular business meeting of the GERS board held on Monday, January 14th, Mr. Nibbs reported the following. The number of retirees as of the December 31st, 2018 payroll, 8,586. The total annuity payments for the period October 1 to December 31, 2018, $62.1 million. This includes pensioners and disability annuitants. The number of retirees added to the payroll for the period October 1 to December 31, 2018, 134. The number of retirees added to the December 31st payroll, 28. Number of retirees expected to be placed on the January 15, 2019 payroll, 37. The gross for the December 31st annuity payroll, $10.4 million. Mr. Nibbs also reported the following. For the period January 1 to December 31st, 2018, a total of 679 refunds were processed in the amount of $7.6 million. These refunds represent regular refunds, service credit purchase overpayments, employer contribution reimbursements, and erroneous deductions. Regarding our investment portfolio, the total plan market value as of December 31, 2018 was $623 million. This amount excludes member loans and GERS's office complexes on St. Thomas and St. Croix. The plan returned 1.3% for the month of December, outperforming its benchmark by 3.7%. The plan returned 2.2% year to date and outperformed the benchmark by 6.4%. In our member loans portfolio as of December 31st, 2018, there are 3,871 personal loans. That's 23 units less than reported from December 15, 1,785 retiree personal loans, 29 units less since December 15, 4 auto loans, 23 construction home improvement loans, that's one unit less, 33 land loans, and 44 purchase or refinance mortgage loans. The fourth quarter edition of the GERS newsletter was published on January 15th and is now available on our website. In addition to our regular features, you can read the administrator's 2019 message in its entirety. You can also read about how GERS monitors retirees returning to work and the consequences for noncompliance. Also, there's an explanation as to what is double dipping, and we have the retiree spotlight on Ms. Helen Hart, president of GRUF, Government Retirees United for Fairness. Check it out on our website. And now for our upcoming events. The next retiree payroll date is January 31st. We will be issuing a press release shortly for our first scheduled workshop, which will be held the second week of February on St. Croix. On Monday, January 21st, we celebrate a great civil rights hero and activist who brought hope and healing to America, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King, by his own example, taught us the timeless values of courage, truth, justice, compassion, dignity, humility, and service that so radiantly defined his character and empowered his leadership. On this holiday, let us all commemorate the universal, unconditional love, forgiveness, and nonviolence that empowered his revolutionary spirit. We invite you to tune in next week, same time, same place, for another GERS update. In the meantime, visit us at www.usbigers.com. Follow us on Twitter or like us on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. Stay tuned as we set the stage to celebrate our 60th anniversary.